off into the future with Morris Maslowski, business futurist Morris Maslowski from businessfuturist.com. Today takes a look at the trends for 2015. Morris, good morning.
Good morning.
My God, you maybe realise that 2015 is not too far off.
Isn't it just incredible?
Extraordinary. So looking ahead to next year, what really stands out for you?
For me, I think next year is actually going to be quite a good year. It's the first year, I think, that we're going to forget about the GFC and all that stuff that's done. That doesn't mean that we're finished. Lots of people are still in angst. I get all of that. But I think that next year is a watershed where we'll begin to look forward more than we're looking backwards. And we're going to see a lot of things change because of that.
All right, let's have a chat first up about technologies. What sort of technologies stand out next year? What will we be seeing?
Well, this is the Christmas stocking stuffer. So if you really want to make your nerd or your geek happy over Christmas into next year, go out and buy some wearable technologies. So there's the bands that you can buy, and they'll monitor how far you've walked or what your breathing's like or your heart rate or whatever else that particular band or piece of activity does. We're going to see tons of them. They came into our market about 18 months ago, and they feel as if they've always been there. And next year, we're going to see Google Glass and a whole lot of new ones come on the scene as well. So definitely the Christmas stocking stuffer for a nerd or a geek. And into next year, something that many people will begin to buy and use.
Will they help us to know what's going on ahead of time?
I think they will, because what we're going to be able to do now is to make real-time predictions about how we are. So, for instance, if we're using them for jogging, we'll be able to see that our heart rate is too high or our breathing is not right, and we'll be able to make instant adjustments. I've seen lots of research being done in the last couple of years about people that wear them that are realising they're not walking enough every day. So we're supposed to walk about 10,000 steps, if you believe that particular piece of research. Most people only work in 3,000 or 4,000, and because they can see it in black and white, it's physically what I've done, you really can't get away for it. So they tend to walk more. So I think we're going to make some great decisions ahead of time because we'll see the data, it's real, we've known where we've accumulated it, and we'll be able then to make adjustments.
When it comes to digital health monitoring, would that be 24/7?
It absolutely is. And again, this is a huge change in the way that medicine's always been. Not that it's been bad, because it's been terrific. But up until now, our technologies and our best practice has usually been historical. We've been asked questions about how we feel. Our doctors have used their wonderful insights and knowledge to give us a great diagnosis. We've gone off for tests, which are one-off a particular time in history. But now we're able to look inside our body digitally 24/7. We're able to monitor it as we go, when we go, and we can share that with people. So we already have patients that are hooked up to glucose meters, to all kinds of meters that are sending information back. But you and I will actually be able to do that for ourselves now.
Yep, imagine. What about, looking ahead, what about our social awareness for 2015? Is it all going to be me, or we actually start to think more about others?
It feels like me, doesn't it? We're always talking about making life better for me. But what the outcome of living in a world that we feel is getting better is that we are now starting not to centre so much on ourselves, because for many of us, our jobs are kind of safe. We've kind of got a bit of savings behind us. Not perfect, but we're better off than we were a couple of years ago. We can start to relax. And when as a society we start to relax and realise that we can perhaps make it to tomorrow and beyond, we start to look at the broader aspect of the world itself. So next year I think we'll put the focus squarely back on trying to make sure we're looking after our planet, after people, use that transparency to see that across the world people aren't doing as well as we are, and what can we do to shift resources into those spaces. And that kind of thinking again comes from a time when we're fairly happy or content that we can move forward in our own lives. So thankfully we're back into that period.
Fascinating. Now of course we all know about the entrepreneur, but could 2015 see the birth of the betterpreneur?
Yeah, the betterpreneur is one of these new words I've started to use, and I think we're seeing evidence of it. It's again where you and I might have our full-time job or our full-time career, and we think about what else we might want to do. So we might be a radio announcer or a futurist or an accountant or a plumber or whatever else, and we think, well, you know, I wouldn't mind trying my hand at something else. Normally we'd have to leave our job and learn and retrain and do something quite significant. But because of the new digital spaces, because of things like eBay and Etsy, which lets you sell craft, and things like Airtasker, where you can get a little job, and a little job means picking up something for somebody else or walking the dog or whatever else, thousands of sites like that now let people either try another task, use a passion that they've got that they haven't been able to make money out of, or perhaps just make a bit more money, all while maintaining their normal job. So this beta-preneur kind of lets you try out something else without huge ramifications either way.
Security these days, what can we expect for 2015?
I think it's also part of what we spoke about just a few moments ago, that when life tends to move in a positive direction, we get a bit more serious about ourselves and maintaining our well-being as well. And digitally, I see a lot of evidence lately where people are, I would use the word waking up, to the fact that we're leaving a huge digital footprint. We're telling lots of things about ourselves that after the fact may not seem to be so good. So those wonderful pictures of a Saturday night, for instance, that might haunt you 2 years later in a job interview. You know, those kind of things. And we are now saying, look, I've really got to be more careful about what I'm putting online and what I'm saying. I know that you and I and the listeners have been yelling that for years, but finally people are taking attention of that, and they're saying, I really do need to be more diligent about it. So digital security, I think, from here on in is going to be more and more prevalent, and we're already seeing some apps and places where that plays itself out. So something like Snapchat, for instance, where you can send a message and it disappears within a few seconds. Those sorts of things are going to be more and more obvious in the next few years.
Now this year we saw one of the big changes that we spoke about was the rise of 3D printers.
Yeah.
Are you expecting more of that in 2015?
Oh yeah, we're just at the beginning. We really are in the dot matrix days of these 3D printers. We've seen wonderful evidence across the news over the last couple of months of where we're beginning to print body parts. NASA has sent its first 3D printer into space about a month ago to print space rockets, in other words, in space rather than on Earth. They're also sending up a 3D printer for food. We're going to see all sorts of 3D printers and coming to the very mainstream. And now we can buy them as cheaply as about $400 or $500, and most schools are now buying them for use for their students. So definitely at the uptake of those sorts of products.
Yep. Any other trends that stand out for 2015?
I just think overall that we're going to see a far better year. There aren't any big horizons, in other words, there's no Olympics, there's only a couple of elections in Australia, and generally I think that we're going to have this watershed where we begin to look after ourselves and the planet a bit better than we have before being the last 4 or 5 years.
So that's the case. A step ahead as always, Morris Bosowski. Thanks very much.
A pleasure.
Thanks now, business futurist Morris Bosowski from businessfuturist.com. We'll return